Hi, this is FPL Focal. If you're listening to this on the Fantasy Football Scout page, please check out my own podcast on Apple Music, Spotify and Google Podcasts. Just search for FPL Focal. Welcome back for another video. It's time for the preview ahead of Game Week 13. In this video, we cover all the key information every game week to ensure you arrive at better decisions. This includes the goal scorer odds, clean sheet odds, transfer trends, captaincy poll and more. If you want to up your FPL game this season, click the link below to join Fantasy Football Scouts members area. Essential tools such as the season ticker, player comparison, custom data tables and more, which will help you improve your game. I'm a member myself and I can't recommend it enough. If you are interested, click the link below, which supports the channel too. Starting with the anytime goalscorer odds, and it's Haaland top with a 56.5% chance of scoring any time. He's taken 44 shots this season, 41 of which have been inside the box, and his 10.5 expected goal involvement is highest in the league. Salah's a bit of a dilemma. It's a really good fixture for Liverpool, up against Forest, who have conceded 23 times this season, but he was playing wide at times against West Ham, and for Liverpool's first goal, he was nowhere near the penalty box even. It was Nunez who scored, and he's been given a 42.5% chance of scoring any time. He was brought off after 56 minutes last match, probably with an eye on starting him next game as well. And if you're on the market for a striker, he's a great differential at 6% ownership. Mitrovic and Scamacca have a 35.5% chance of scoring. Fulham are away to Leeds and West Ham home to Bournemouth. Foden is the top scoring midfielder as it stands with 64 points, and he's a great Trossard or Madison replacement, as is Saka, who narrowly misses out on the odds this week. Son's worth a hold for the Newcastle game realistically, with a home fixture and a 30.5% chance of scoring. Onto the clean sheet odds, and City marginally top with a 52% chance of shutting Brighton out, who also failed to score last match against Forest. Liverpool have a 51.5% chance against Forest themselves. Alexander-Arnold and Van Dijk are arguably the two best Liverpool defenders right now. Gomez also worth a mention for 4.5 mil, but has a very low ceiling. Arsenal come out of that blank game with a 37.5% chance on the road to Southampton. Arsenal have 4 clean sheets this season, which is second highest. Southampton have just a 14.5% chance and just kept their first of the season in Game Week 12. It's an awkward game week for Trippier. He is a top scoring defender and he's only blanked twice, which was in game week 4 and 5, but Newcastle have been given just a 19% chance of a clean sheet, and you'd argue it's worth starting him regardless of fixture. There is still some clean sheet potential, albeit low, but there's always potential for an attacking return as well. Rock bottom this game week is Brighton with a 7.5% chance, followed by Forest with an 8.5% chance. Thanks to Check the Chance for the bookies odds as always. Onto the points projections from FPL Review, and it's Salah who's moved ahead with 8 projected points. As widely observed, he has played very wide at times this season, further back and less threatening positions of seasons gone by. Nonetheless, it's absolutely a fixture he's capable of hauling in against a struggling Forest side. It's important not to get overly invested emotionally in player criticisms. Although he's not been a great asset this campaign and he's playing further wide at times, it's absolutely not the week to be selling him. Salah still took up good areas, fired a few shots, and after Nunez went off, he played more centrally, which could certainly happen again. Haaland's close behind on 7.7 points, and certainly the safer captain choice, but with a reduced rank spring potential. It could be a high scoring game week again, after a low score in midweek. If you've got 5 or 6 from this segment, you're in a very good position for Game Week 13. Let's take a look at the transfer market next, starting with the most transferred in players, and it's Foden top with over 250,000 transfers in. It's very hard to overlook the top scoring midfielder with 3 home games in his next 4. The alternative is Saka, who is the second most bought player and also a very good shout. As we saw on the previous page, 3 Arsenal players are among the top projections this game week alone, and Saka's even on penalty duties. It's perhaps worth noting that Southampton are also about Bella Kotchap too, so it could be a fruitful game week for Arsenal. After being among the most sold last game week, Haaland returns as one of the most transferred in. Some managers understandably making a 1 week play for Salah or Kane and deciding to reverse that decision now. Others have the wildcard active, which makes it even easier to reverse the punt. Remarkably, Almiron for 5.3 mils now are more points than Salah this season for 7.4 mil cheaper. Not the week to buy him with a tough fixture against Spurs, but he looks a great budget pick for game week 14 against Villa and game week 15 against Southampton. Onto the most sold players, and it's James top again. We saw Trippier, Saliba and Cancelo among the most transferred in, and they're all good replacements. Gabriel deserves a mention as well. He has less points than Saliba over the season, but better offensive underlying numbers. And Saliba is on 4 yellow cards, so one more would lead to suspension. Trossard was the most bought player last game week, and he's now the second most sold. For many, it was a 1 week pun, and the likes of Saka, Foden and even Bowen, great replacements. Game Week 12 marked Kane's first blank in 9 game weeks. A little harsh for him to appear among the most sold this week, but if it is for Haaland, then the move's a sensible one. After a third bench in a 3 game week, Sterling has to be sold too. For 9.9 mil, he's one of the worst value players in the game right now, and he's up against Man United next if he starts. Those selling Jesus may live to regret it though, as he is among the top projections for Game Week 13. We'll finish the preview up with the captain poll results as always. Thanks to everyone who voted on the poll on the Discord. If you would like to join, the link's below. Haaland's back on top with 88.4% of your vote, with Salah second on just 8%. Outside of those two, just a few votes for the likes of Kane, Foden, Saka and De Bruyne. This game week just 1.1% voted for other. And that wraps up this episode of the preview. Thanks for watching. I read every comment, so drop one below. Keen to hear your thoughts as always. Tomorrow's video will be the last one before the deadline, which will be the experts. See you soon for the next one.